Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, I think most of you have been listening to me for the last 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, or 30 years, whichever it is. Realize I don't like to do a lot of promotions. I don't bring people on to sell you things. I pretty much just want to get you the information you need to figure out how to change your life. However, this week is a little bit different, and that is because this is our anniversary, 34-year anniversary, and I'm making a big to-do out of it. I taught for the first time in a long time this weekend. I've got a lot of insights from that. So the show today was going to be good, speaking about some of the stuff that I saw and the emotions that people felt. And, you know, I haven't been close to that for a while. And it really does remind me some stuff that I'd forgotten about, how really tough it is out there in this world right now. Secondly, I gave a massive discount this last weekend. There is, however, another discount that I'm giving for the rest of the month. I gave one specific one for when I was there. I'm giving another one for the rest of the month. And there are lots of opportunities for you to get in here. And that's why I'm taking this time up front to go over this, because you're going to want to sign up now. That's all I can tell you. It's a very, very large discount from our normal memberships. And you're going to want to sign up now. So let's talk about how you can get in here. We have a training class that you start with in our program. There are free ones if you want to take a free one. That's fine. And you can get those online and watch those at your convenience, or you can come to one of the free ones. But I'm talking about the first 2 day. And the 2 day is where you learn how to buy single-family houses, how to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, and close, and operate these things. And then on the second day, you learn how to do all that for multifamily properties and learn how to do partnerships and syndications. So it's really packed with information. But as a consultant, when I started this place 34 years ago, I found that if I didn't make people take this 2 days of information, I couldn't consult them because they had no basis for me to answer their questions. In other words, I either give you a 16-hour seminar as a group of 200, 300, 400 people. I think mine this weekend was over 500 people. Either I talk to 500 people at one time and give them all 16 hours information to get them up and ready to go, or I have to take each person and give them 16 hours worth of information to be able to answer any of their questions, because you don't know what you don't know. That's the problem. And real estate is counterintuitive, meaning you think you know what you know. You heard stuff and most of it's wrong. That's why I have to have you go through the 2 day class before myself or any of my millionaire consultants and mentors can help you, because it's just too time consuming bringing you past all of the bad information that you already have. And you have a lot of bad information. Many of you don't even think you have information about real estate, but you've had things spoken to you. You've heard people say things over your whole life, 30, 40, 50 years, you've been listening to people talk about real estate, good or bad, either way. Sometimes even the good stuff isn't good. In other words, they say, hey, it's great to be in real estate. Here's how you do it. You go out and flip a house and this and that. No. Even the good stuff is bad, is wrong in many cases. So I need to get you into these 2 days. We've set up quite a few. In fact, coming this weekend, you can go this weekend, which would be first of all, you want to go to the case study if you can. The case study is the 13th, and we have two locations you can go to this weekend. We have Dallas, Texas, where David Fisher will be teaching. The case study will be Friday night, the 12th. No, I mean, I'm sorry, that will be Thursday night, the 12th in Dallas. And then the two-day seminar will be the 14th and the 15th. And David Fisher will be teaching that one, and he will have a massive discount and a special additional bonus benefit for you showing up. and upgrading your membership. If you do, there's an extra special bonus for that. But first of all, just the discount to get into the thing, you're going to want to be there. You don't want to miss these price opportunities. I then will be going to another seminar. I'm actually going to fly out to Richmond, Virginia. I will be there Friday night, which will be the 13th, in Richmond, Virginia. And I will be doing a class there on Friday night and a case study. So David's case study is Thursday night in Dallas, the 12th. And you, by the way, you can watch all these online, too, if you call up and register for them or get online and register. And so you can actually watch David's case study on Thursday night, my case study on Friday night. Although I don't know that mine will be videotaped. I'm not sure for sure because we're not in one of my offices. I'll be out at a special event in Richmond, Virginia. Then the two-day, David's two-day is the 14th and the 15th, and I will have, I think it's Chris Wyatt coming in to Richmond to give the two-day there. I think that's who's giving it. He's going to do that on the 14th and the 15th. So this weekend you have two opportunities, two different locations you can go to, or you can watch them by videotape, whichever you would. So you'll be able to get to see David or Chris, either one, this weekend. And you get to see me on Friday if you want to come up to Richmond, Virginia. I've got some people coming in to do case studies, and I just want to meet everybody. It's my anniversary. I'm traveling the country meeting people. It was amazing this week just to give the class again. It was so much fun, and we went out and we partied and spent time together. And, boy, I've missed that. It's unbelievable how nice people are and how much they really want to change their life. And when you show them a way to do it, how they get excited about it. So how do you get in touch? There's two ways you can sign up for this stuff. Number one is you can text radio to 88007, and that will get you in. Text radio to 88007. That is text radio to 88007. Or go to givemetotalfreedom.com. That's givemetotalfreedom.com. So here we go. We're looking at this situation where you can get in here this weekend. Learn everything you need to get started. You should be able to walk out of the people that walked out of my class this weekend. They're able to right now go buy a single family house or get into a multifamily deal. That's how much information you're going to receive. Then, if you want, you can be part of the mentoring program where you hire us to mentor you through everything you do. Not everybody needs that nor wants that, but for the people that do, those programs are on massive discount also. So you're going to want to get in there, get this information, and get started. Say, well, Dell, why is this so important right now? Well, one, marketing-wise for you, it's the lowest price you're ever going to get. Remember, prices have gone up radically. I've taken them down. I mean, I've just right now, and with the feeling that's going on with the political debate in this country, the lies about what inflation really is. And I know, you know, inflation is massive, massive. People don't even realize it. People that are sitting there right now suffering, you know, they're talking about this political thing where the real problem is people don't believe that the Biden economics actually work because they're suffering. So I'm saying, okay, I'm going to help you with that suffering. I'm going to show you how to go make more money. Make enough money if you want to retire. How many people are living a life of quiet desperation is what it comes down to. And it would blow your mind because they're giving me their personal life stories, and every single one of them, and not everyone, let's say about 80% of them, are fantastically sad stories, to be honest with you. Not that they're sad people, that they're bad people or anything. I mean, just to hear how life creeps up on you, how it beats you up, how it knocks you out. And you got to get up and brush yourself off and go try it again. And, you know, they tell these brave stories of how they had to go through losses of family members and how they've lost their job multiple times, how they lost their money, you know, in the stock market. It's an amazing thing. It's almost like, you know, every cowboy song you've ever heard. I lost my horse. I lost my dog. I lost my girlfriend. And you just want to teach them how to turn the record player on and play everything backwards so that it all comes back. My dog came back. My horse came back. My girl came back. It's just amazing. When you show them And, you know, most people who are going in there are skeptics and should be, by the way. I think everybody should be a skeptic when you're going to listen to somebody's presentation. And they, and, you know, I'm up there and I'm starting out and I can feel the skepticism. Doesn't bother me because I've been doing this for 34 years. I realize you should be a skeptic until you get enough information to realize that, hey, this stuff's different. This works. And when you get all of your skeptical questions answered, one right after the other, right after the other, and then you get answers to questions you never even knew to ask. Wow, this guy's not only telling me answers to my questions, he's giving me new questions that I'm sure glad that we got answered before we went out there and started. And the feeling, I mean, I swear to you, I had no less than three or four people come up to me crying. They were so excited and or fearful. You know, in other words, is it, I just got to know, is this real? You know, I'm just so scared. And the bottom line, it is real. We've been doing it for 34 years, right? And so it, to me, it was like, wow, is this the cross-section of America today that 80, 90% of the people I talk to are living a life of quiet desperation? And, you know, I don't know which political party you belong to or what you believe or don't believe, but the bottom line is that the economy's messed up, guys. The inflation is out of line. It's just over the top. Employment is starting to go down. In other words, unemployment is starting to go up while the inflation has not been abated. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by the inflation's not abated. You realize that rents have gone up anywhere from 8 to 15% a year for the last 5 years. Well, let's just say an average of 10. That means rents are 50% higher than they were 5 years ago, and they are. In my Class A apartment complexes, I'm getting $3,000 a month rent on units we used to get $2,000 a month rent on. That's how high inflation is. You say, well, Dell, why are you charging that? Because I have to, because property tax has gone up, insurance has gone up, construction costs have gone up, employment costs have gone up. But why has all that stuff gone up? Because the Democrats put trillions of dollars into the economy when Biden was elected. And you can love him and say he's the greatest guy in the world and he should be on, you know, Mount Rushmore. Or you can hate him because you're a Republican and, you know, basically we're all taught to hate the other party, whatever that is. And but the bottom line is whatever you think he is, a good guy or a bad guy or a senile lunatic, what he did destroyed the economy. That's the bottom line. And I'm living in it, too. My electric bill was $2,500. Now, I got a big house, so don't get me wrong, but that's insane. Property tax has gone up over 100% in Houston. Unbelievable in just 5 years. Over 100%. Insurance has gone up 200% in the last 5 years. So, guys, it's time. The deals are great. The prices are even greater. You need to get in here, and you need to change your life. It's time now so that you don't keep listening to this radio show for another 5 years and continue to live a life of quiet desperation. I'm going to take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Del Walmsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the Real Estate Retirement Roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing how much fun it was for me to teach the two-day, how educational it was for the people taking it, and educational for me also. One of the things that happened was, since I haven't done the class in a long time, and I don't personally do single-family houses, I felt I better bone up on it a little bit. And so I had a meeting with my Houston sales manager, and we got on MLS, which is Multiple Listing Service. And there's a series of steps that I take, or used to take, when I'd find houses, and I'd go live and find a deal and do it right in front of everybody and prove that, hey, look, there's deals there. And wow, they're very, very profitable. So we start Thursday with case studies. And so in the case study, there was a family that had bought two houses recently and closed on them and done the deal, and they'd made over $100,000 in captured equity in two deals. Now think about that. You wake up today and 2, 3, 4, 5 months from now, you have $100,000 net worth more than you did when you started. That's a lot of money. We had a second couple that did the same thing. They had a little bit less in captured equity, but they had pretty good cash flow. So I came after that Thursday meeting and I said, you know, I need to be able to see what these deals are and where they're at and look them up and make sure that my old system looking them up still worked and everything. I sat down with the manager, sales manager, and she and I went through it, and it blew my mind. There were plenty of deals. We found like five deals in like 5 minutes. And then we looked at them and go, okay, well, which one do you want to show them? You want to show them the ones that are most messed up that make the largest amount of money, or the ones that are least messed up that still make a good amount of money. And so we chose to show deals that were, you know, really messed up, needed a lot of rehab, and made a lot of money. The bottom line, we showed over this weekend three deals, of which all three deals made over $50,000 in captured equity. So if you take the 12, 15, 25, add those all together. In fact, I'll do that. We'll just figure that out just a second here. So this is interesting. I'm going to see if this actually makes sense. So we take 12,000 plus 15,000, and there was another one for 25,000 down, 52,000 out of pocket divided by three. So the average out of pocket was $17,000. Okay. Now let's see. If we put in 17,000 and we made 17, that would be 100% return. Yeah, that's right. If we made 34,000, that would be a 200% return. And at 50,000, that was a 294% return. Now, if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. The cash flow percentages were right around averaging right around 10%. And you say, well, 10% is not a lot of money. Well, what are you earning right now with your money cash flow? Your 401k pays you nothing, right? Your IRA pays you nothing. Your house you have paid in full pays you nothing. And if you have money in a savings account, it pays you somewhere between 5% and less. And that's taxable, whereas this income, 10%, is covered by depreciation. So what I'm trying to point out to you here is that the people are seeing this on this weekend class, that it's blowing their mind. There's no way that could be real, except that you're pulling them right out of MLS. They're real houses. And what's always funny when I do this is that somebody tries to get up and leave the room and go buy it. And one guy came to me and said, yeah, I went and tried to buy that house you found. And I said, yeah, what happened? He goes, well, when I contacted the agent said there was already 20 people's offers in on it, all cash. I said, oh, okay, right. Well, you understand, I just told 500 people that this house is there. Do you realize that, you know, when you tell 500 people in a seminar that there's a house there that makes $50,000 instant capital gain, that people are going to go after you? Oh, yeah, okay, I understand. But the bottom line is that these deals come out. And what you need to understand about these type of deals is they come out every single day. You won't find them, though. Let me tell you why you won't find them if you're not involved in a program like ours. Because I've got 12 real estate agents that do nothing but look for them all day long in each of 12 different states. I own 12 different real estate companies that have licenses in 12 different states. So all of these people are looking for these deals. They know what to do. They have computers that search them. They also have massive networks for people to bring them deals. So we get lots of deals. But the deals are so good, they don't last. If we tell people we've got a deal, they're gone in a day. So if you don't, number one, have the access we have to find these deals, you're not going to find them, because if it hits MLS, it's going to be gone within a day. We're going to get it and we're going to buy it. If it's a referral deal, they're going to come to us first because they know that we have the money and we will close on the deal. So they're going to come to us first. If you're a member, you're getting advantage of all that. If you're not a member, you're competing against all that. And so it becomes very difficult. The second reason you won't get it is even if you did happen to troll for it and find it right away, you have to move instantly, which means, number one, you have to know how to move. Number two, you have to know how to evaluate the deal. Number three, you have to have the software to be able to evaluate the deal. And we have the software for our members to use, right? And then you're going to have to get your offer in, and you're going to have money that is pre-qualified that can pay cash to close the deal. Now, our members use hard money. That means we have lenders that will pay cash for the property, boom, right up front, and the rehab. So if you're out there and you're going to do this, you're going to have to come up with the money to buy it. Then you're going to have to come up with the money to rehab it. Whereas our members are going to get a hard money loan. They're going to get the money to buy it and get the money to rehab it. All they have to do is come up with the closing costs and or difference. In other words, if the rehab is more than what the bank will lend on it, you have to pay the difference in the rehab plus the closing costs. So like I said, the three deals we showed this weekend, one was $12,000 out of pocket, one was $17,000 out of pocket, and one was $25,000 out of pocket. If you don't know how to do this, it means you would have to come up with $70,000 or better. In fact, we're buying houses. This is the typical numbers that came out. Houses that we were buying were averaging about $100,000 to $120,000 each. They had about $50,000 to $70,000 in rehab in them, and they were worth over $200,000. In fact, $245,000 was the one we showed, the first one I'm thinking of. And we put $15,000 in it, and it was worth $245,000. We bought it for $120,000. So we made like $50,000 on this thing. And we only had to come out of pocket on this particular one, $15,000. So, man, this is incredible stuff, right? And people are seeing this, and it's almost like they start to cry. I'm telling you, it's like you see husbands and wives talking. Honey, look at this. This is unbelievable. We got to get into this stuff, right? And so we also did multifamily deals. But, you know, the first day you just feel these people coming away like a burden has been lifted off of their shoulders. There is a real way to retire. I've got lots of classes, lots of seminars this month so that you can get in and get these discounts. This weekend coming up here, which would be the 14th and the 15th, we've got Chris teaching in Richmond, Virginia, and we got David teaching in Dallas, Texas. David will have his case study Thursday, the 12th. I will be doing case study in Richmond, Virginia on the 13th. That's Friday, the 13th. Does that sound crazy? Del Wamsley is going to be flying into another city on Friday, the 13th. Actually, I'll be there early and make sure that we get there before Friday, the 13th. We're going to have a great time. I've got a case study set up, and I'll be able to spend time with you guys. And after the case study, you know, we'll go somewhere and have some dinner, some adult beverages for those who participate in that type of thing, and enjoy and just sit back and talk. So you don't want to miss out on that. If you can get to Richmond, come see me. It's not very often. In fact, this is the first time I've ever been to a Richmond show, I think. Maybe once before, a long time ago. But yeah, you don't want to miss out on that. And of course, if you're in Dallas area or anywhere in Texas, David's an excellent speaker and great teacher, so you don't want to miss out on that one either. Now, the following week, Chris Wyatt, after teaching in Virginia on the following week, the 19th, he'll have a case study in San Antonio, and then a two-day, the 21st and 22nd in San Antonio. If you want to get to these events, there's two ways you can register. One, go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. The second way is you can text RADIO to 88007, and that will get you in. Text RADIO to 88007. That is, text RADIO to 88007. All right, so you got to get out here, get involved. What about multifamily? People don't understand that the people that don't know what they're doing are trying to buy apartment complexes and just hope that they go up in value. They don't know how to operate them. So they get destroyed with operations. They don't know how to finance them, so they put the wrong financing on them. A couple of years ago, five or so years ago, maybe more, I think it was Obama's era, they allowed people to start syndicating that don't have to register their syndications with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Well, all hell broke loose, and now anybody and everybody that's ever watched one seminar on how to do this stuff is out there putting these deals together, and most of them are getting destroyed. The prices got bid up very high because these people didn't know what they're doing. They started buying deals that didn't even make sense. They didn't even cash flow. It was crazy. So prices got so high, the inflation got so high, the rents got so high that finally everything collapsed and the Fed came in and raised interest rates very, very high. And all these people that bought from 2021 to 2023, they all paid too much. And now their properties aren't worth what they paid for them. And they don't cash flow because they've got too much debt on them. They can't get out of the deal even because there's so much debt. Now, the people that have started back and are in our program right now, what we're doing is we're concentrating on buying these properties as these people lose them. Now, what are they losing? What price range are we getting them for? Typically, we're getting them for 40% below what they were sold the last time. Because the debt, the bank only put 60% debt on these deals instead of 80 or 90 like we used to get, because the bank knew these deals were not good deals. And they said, we'll lend you 60%, or we'll lend you 55%, or we'll lend you 50%. And people are going, okay, then I'll just raise more capital. And they put more money down, and they got less debt. The problem was, the reason the bank wouldn't give them that amount is because the bank was lending them the amount they would have lent if the property was purchased at the correct price. But it wasn't. So they made them pay all the extra. And that's why the loan to value went down on the loan. Now, all that equity is dead. It's gone. It's gone away. And the bank's going, okay, we'll lend you 75, 80% of this new price, which is the price originally we were willing to lend 50 to 60% on. Now, think about it. If they, for instance, had a $10 million deal and they were willing to lend 60%, that's six of five would be $3 million. Right? They were willing to lend $3 million. Now the person's losing that, and we're buying it at $3 million, but we're putting, you know, getting a 75 to 80% loan of the $3 million. So their debt position, the bank's, is gone down. Now, you know, 80% of $3 million would be like $2 million four down. That would leave, on $3 million, be $240,000 down. The bottom line is the bank has a much lower basis in the deal, and we have a much lower basis in the deal, and so it makes sense, and it makes money, and there's upside. Well, the upside in the apartments is not appreciation. That's not where you get your money. You get your money by forced appreciation, which is knowing how to buy the thing, fix it, and turn it around, right? And that's how we make the money. And when we fix it up, a 10% increase in our income, in our net operating income, creates 100% return on our investment. And that's a number that you'll never understand until I show it to you or one of my teachers show it to you. But once you see it and understand it, it will blow your mind. So I go put $250,000 down on a deal, and I make the property go up in value $1 million by increasing the income by 10%. You say, well, how does that work like that? Because of leverage. So the value goes up by 10%, and that 10% value increase equates to a 25% gain, which is 100% return on our investment. All right, let's get you in here. Last chance, go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, get registered. I'll see you in Virginia. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.